This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, teach your kitten to enjoy being touched. You've just brought a new kitten home to the family, and it's loads of fun to watch this little guy run and tumble and explore everything. But you also need to start the training process right away. Now, many cat parents are very good at kitten-proofing the home and teaching the kitten where the food and the litter are, but one area where some people don't plan ahead is teaching the youngster to accept being touched. Now, looking at your healthy, active, fun-loving kitten, it's really hard to picture a time in the future when she'll need medication, whether that's oral or topical. If you haven't gotten her comfortable with having her ears handled or having your fingers near her mouth, then I'm pretty sure the first time you attempt to medicate her won't be a pleasant experience for anyone. Kittenhood is also a time when you want to get your furry new family member introduced to having her teeth cleaned and her nails trimmed. The sooner you expose her to these experiences, the easier it'll be later on. If you don't work on nail trimming when your cat is a kitten, you stand a very good chance of never being able to safely keep those nails in good shape. You don't want to have to make a trip to the veterinary clinic every month just for nail trimming when you have the opportunity right now to begin the training process. Start off on the right foot by planning ahead and preparing your cat to accept and even enjoy being touched. Now, some cats like being touched in particular areas but are sensitive about other parts of their body. Many cats can also be paw shy and they don't like having their claws touched. Help your kitten learn to associate being touched in sensitive areas by petting near that area one or two times and then offering a treat. If you have a kitten who dislikes having her ears handled, stroke her on the back of the head or on the chest and then offer a treat or a little portion of her regular food. You'll quickly learn your cat's petting area preferences. Gradually ease into being able to offer one gentle stroke near the ear and then offer another treat. Don't forget to do the other ear. Slowly work up to being able to touch the ear briefly and then increase the length of time you handle the ear. Don't overdo it though. Keep the whole experience positive. If done correctly, your kitten will learn that allowing herself to be touched results in something pleasurable and that the experience is quick, it's gentle, and it's safe. It's critical to your success that the petting session in those sensitive areas be over while it's still a positive experience. If you touch the ear or another body part too long, you risk having your kitten start to struggle, and then what'll happen is she'll begin to associate the experience with something unpleasant. Remember, start early and be gentle. Take baby steps and always end on a positive note. If you're consistent, you'll increase your chances of having an adult cat who comfortably accepts teeth cleaning, ear cleaning, nail trimming, grooming, tick removal, or anything else that requires being touched. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.